You're listening to WCRB In Concert with Mistral. I'm Alan McClellan. Now, this is a group that embraces the idea of music creating community, in person or online. And tonight, an event recorded last November before a very small live audience and a very large virtual one. It was part of Mistral's virtual series, which continues on February 14th, by the way, with a Latin Valentine. The superb American guitarist Jason Vio is joining Mistral's artistic director Julie Skolnick for music for flute and guitar by De Falla, Piazzolla, and more. And you can learn more when you start at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Right now, let's continue with Dvorak and the Heartbeat of America. The second half of the program is music by Dvorak himself, his American string quintet, in a beautiful arrangement by Julie Skolnick for flute and a quartet of strings. Here she is now to give us some context before we hear it, and she'll also point out a fascinating tune to listen for.
Just a couple of words about this beautiful piece you're about to hear. In 1893, after Dvorak had spent a very exhausting year teaching, composing, and generally being a celebrity at the New York National Conservatory, he was delighted to accept an invitation to a small farming community in Iowa. It was a group of Czech immigrants who had preserved their culture and language and all their customs, and it put him in an atmosphere that he loved the most. The local Native Americans performed for him each night, and he was very, very happy. As a result, within a couple of weeks, he had composed his American string quartet. And then 3 days after that was finished, he launched into a companion piece, also entitled American, Quintet Number 3, American Quintet, with two violas. And Dvorak was a violist, which is very clear once you hear what beautiful viola writing he did. It was not written for the flute. It was written for five strings, but I think it works really beautifully on the flute. Just one more tiny thing is, back in the day when My Country, 'Tis of Thee was the national anthem, this is before Star Spangled Banner, Dvorak thought it was really a pity that we were using the English tune to God Save the Queen for our national anthem. And he felt this was wrong and wanted to correct it. So apparently he had made sketches of a new national anthem in a notebook. He reharmonized, he changed everything, even the words, and that notebook was lost. Scholars believe that it was here that one could find it. So I'm going to ask my colleagues to play that part, and I feel that showing this to you ahead of time will enhance your enjoyment of it when the moment comes. So that gives you just a little idea, and it will appear in the third movement many times.
So here is flutist Julie Skolnick with violinist Sarita Kwok, violists Julian Lee and Stephanie Fong, and cellist Sasha Skolnick-Brower. Dvorak's American String Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
On WCRB In Concert with Mistral, Dvorak's American String Quintet, arranged for flute and strings and played by members of Mistral, violinist Sarita Kwok, violists Julian Lee and Stephanie Fong, and cellist Sasha Skolnick-Brower with flutist Julie Skolnick. Julie is also Mistral's artistic director. Dvorak and the Heartbeat of America played for a small live audience and a virtual audience as well at St. Paul's Church in Brookline. Mistral continues its series of virtual concerts with a Latin Valentine on February 14th. Learn more about that when you start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Thanks so much to Julie Skolnick and all the members of Mistral for their assistance with tonight's broadcast. Thanks also to recording engineer and audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Alan McClellan, producer of tonight's program. Our executive producer is Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.